Hi, listeners. Welcome to the Premature Millionaire Show. I'm your host, Dahi Dooley, and today's guest is Bacola talking about financial advice that she doesn't follow. This is a great episode because it's really based on practical advice. It's really based on things that you can actually achieve in life and not really focused on you cutting out everything in your life and living on a penny a day and really saving 100% of your income. It's really achievable, and I really think these are some great points that Bacola makes. That's it for me today. Thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode.
Hey everyone, what's up? I'm Bacola and welcome back to my channel. On this YouTube channel, I talk about a variety of topics like what it's like working in tech, how to actually break into tech, and I also love making personal finance videos. Let me know in the comments if you like them. In this video, I thought I'd make a slightly controversial video about personal finance advice that I don't follow. If you saw part one of this video series, I talked about how I manage my money, my income streams, how I invest, and how I basically plan my finances around the possibility or potential of early retirement. But in this video, I'm going to talk about some popular money advice that I don't follow. Before you throw your tomatoes, let me know in the comments what takes you think were not good takes, what takes you actually do agree with, and let's hop into the first money advice that I don't take. The first money advice I don't take is that real estate is a great investment. I don't know about you, but all my life, from my parents, you know, from family members, everyone always talks about how real estate is a great investment. And historically, real estate has been a great way to build generational wealth, but I feel like real estate isn't as good of an investment nowadays as it was way back in the day. Let me explain what I mean. So first of all, I feel like saying that real estate is an investment in the way we traditionally hold real estate isn't really true. Real estate is a liability if you have to take on a mortgage to buy your house. The second reason too is depending on what area you live, it's actually more expensive to own than to rent. Especially in the New York City and Jersey City area. This area, we have a high cost of living. It's not abnormal for a one-bedroom apartment to cost $1 million. And you'll find that once you put the mortgages and all the fees that go into owning a house, like property taxes, HOA fees, the mortgage interest rates, and any home maintenance costs, you find out that it's way more expensive to buy than to rent. Let me take you into Jersey City and show you. This one bedroom apartment costs $1 million. If you wanted to rent an apartment like this in Jersey City, this would cost over $5,000 a month. When you look at the monthly payments to buy versus the monthly cost to rent, you see that it actually is more expensive to own the house. And not only is it more expensive to own, when you look at the long-term impacts of buying versus renting, you find out that the renter actually ends up in a more favorable position long-term. And not only do you have the reasons that, you know, owning a house isn't necessarily an investment by definition, and owning a house is expensive in certain areas that people want to live in. Owning a house is a lot of responsibility. I know for me, I've definitely gotten used to calling my super to deal with any maintenance issues that I have in my apartment. But when you own a house, you're the one responsible for any things that happen in that house. You're the one who's going to have to find a repairman to fix any of the issues that might occur when you're owning the house. And there can be huge issues that happen if you own a house, all of which you're responsible for. When you think about the lifestyle of a lot of people in their 20s. I know for me, I've been like switching apartments every year. I've been experimenting with different neighborhoods, trying to see where I actually want to set down my roots. I'm kind of loving the idea that I can be flexible. I'm only tied to a year lease. I can switch and change to different places whenever I want to. That type of flexibility you don't really have when you have a house. When you have a house, you kind of have to live there, especially in areas where they make it a little bit hard for people to rent their spaces. So that's why real estate right now isn't a good investment for me, but I'm not saying I'll never own a home, but I will see it more as a lifestyle decision instead of an investment. Now let's go to the next popular money advice that I don't follow, which is that lifestyle inflation isn't always a bad thing. So this was actually inspired by this comment that I received on one of my YouTube videos where someone was asking me what I thought about lifestyle inflation. I feel like lifestyle inflation isn't always a bad thing. I know, tomato. But before I continue, let me explain why. First of all, let's define what lifestyle inflation is. Lifestyle inflation is when an individual's income increases and their spending also increases. So it's not abnormal for someone as they go through their 20s to increase their lifestyle. Maybe they're spending more on their rent. Maybe they're spending more on clothes. Maybe they're just spending more as their income rises. You just have different things in your lifestyle that change. And one of the biggest tenets of the financial independence retire early movement is that you're not supposed to increase your lifestyle. And lifestyle inflation just generally has a bad rep. But I'm here to say that sometimes lifestyle inflation is a good thing. Sometimes you do want to increase your lifestyle because it will bring you happiness, because it will give you back some of your time so you can use that time to either make money, rest, or see your family and see your friends. When I thought about it strategically, it's been a really good choice. Like when I was younger, deciding to increase the amount that I paid for rent. Like for example, I lived in Harlem for 2 years in basically a closet, and I decided to invest a little bit more money that I could invest into a more expensive apartment that was closer to my job, so I cut down on my commute time, and it also had windows, and like I just had a higher quality of life in that apartment. And that not only increased my happiness, so I was more productive. Being a happy person is already enough, right? But you can use your happiness, you know, and you have more motivation to do things when you're happy, and you can use it to be productive, even though, you know, I don't care what you use your happiness to do. Sometimes inflating our lifestyle can be good. I think about the lifestyle inflation decisions I've been making recently, like deciding to outsource certain aspects of my life so I can free up time, and then using that time to either make more money, to invest back into my family and my relationships, to rest, and they've really increased the quality of my life. And you know what? This money, you're not gonna take it when you die, you know, and you don't know exactly when you die. So I think what's more important is having that balance where you're enjoying your life while you can, but you're also saving for the future. As long as you're saving for the future and you're spending your money in a way that aligns with your goals, I think it makes sense to use your money to bring you happiness. So this is another controversial opinion that I have, but I don't think multiple sources of income is always a good thing. And I know that we're entering recession. Like, yes, I deserve these tomatoes because I don't really even practice what I preach. But I think the cult of having so many side hustles is just not sustainable. And I feel like it actually hurts you long term. If your attention is divided by too many active sources of income, you find that you can't do any of your jobs well enough. I found that like, even when I did this YouTube channel, I've been doing this YouTube channel for 3 years. In my 3 years, I've never been able to make even close to what I make at my day job. And if anything, by having this side hustle, I've sacrificed, you know, some of my relationships, my mental health, my weekends, you know, to really invest in this side hustle. But no one really talks about the fact that your quality of life decreases with the more side hustles you take on. And it's not always worth it to be so involved in so many different projects. Sometimes it's better to focus on one thing and do it really well and not have your attention spread. And when I say multiple streams of income, I mean multiple streams of active income, like different businesses and ventures and side hustles that you have. I don't really think I buy that. What I'm more a fan of is more passive income sources, but passive income is really hard to get. And the only source of passive income I've really been able to access as a W-2 employee has been mostly investing in the stock market. Even though right now it's down, investing has been the only true source of passive income that I've seen. So yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the idea of having so many multiple streams of incomes as an individual. I feel like it's just really hard to do. Maybe if you're someone who has other people to, you know, run those multiple sources of income, but I think it's stressful and can really reduce your quality of life. And I know I'm not practicing what I preach, but I do think it's something that we should talk more about. Okay, so the last and final popular money advice that I don't take is to follow your passions. When you follow your passions, you'll make money. Something like that. Yeah, that's never been the case for me. Doing content is the most following my passion that I've done, but I feel like it's smarter to follow the money, especially if you're in the US under capitalism, with growing inequality. Of course, like we will be fighting in terms of voting for more progressive candidates and candidates who are more about distributing wealth, but you also have to be strategic in this capitalism game, you know? Like if you're someone from a lower income or middle income background in the United States, you don't have the luxury to follow your dreams and follow your passion, especially if your passion isn't in a field that really makes a lot of money. I remember I was going to school and there were people who were doing like art history and like music. All of those subjects are amazing. Like I love art. I also love music, but I knew that I couldn't pursue those things because what was I going to do, you know, after I graduated? Like, how was I going to be able to support myself in this capitalist society? It's really hard to. That's why I really do not recommend, if you're someone from a low income, middle income background, I don't believe it. If your passion isn't something that's aligned with what capitalism values, I don't think you should do it. And it doesn't have to be like you totally don't do it. In school, you can maybe do major and minor, you know, find ways to blend your passion with something that makes money in the capitalist society, like maybe graphic design or being a UX UI engineer. But what I will highly recommend you don't do is just follow your passion and assume that money is gonna come to you. You have to be strategic and think about what currently makes money and then try to do that instead of thinking that you can follow your interests and the money will come to you, because from what I've seen, it doesn't happen like that. And if anything, when you follow the money and you do majors that have higher income potentials, you find that you can use that money to fund your passion. Like for me, I can afford to buy expensive cameras. I can afford to live in a comfortable house, and I can afford to invest in this YouTube channel, not only financially, but with my time, because I'm doing a career that makes money. So yeah, those are the four popular money advice that I do not follow. And I hope you enjoy this video. If you like this video, make sure to tap that like button and smash that subscribe button, and I'll see you guys later.